Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I think so often in our culture and maybe sometimes in our own hearts, the Old Testament can kind of get a bad rap. It seems like sometimes it can be described as there's the God of the Old Testament and then the God of the New Testament, as if one was bitter and angry and resentful and one was super lovey and compassionate and always caring for us, always wanting us to feel good. But in today's readings, I am overjoyed to share that they have the opposite message to that. That they share that the God of the Old Testament is the same God who desires our own health, well-being, and salvation, that our souls would be with him for eternity and would be saved here on earth. And so today, we have a reading from the end of the prophet of Micah. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance that dwells apart in a woodland, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, as in the days when you came from the land of Egypt. Show us wonderful signs. Who is there like you, the God who removes guilt and pardons sins for the remnant of his inheritance, who does not persist in anger forever, but delights rather in clemency, and will again have compassion on us, treading underfoot our guilt? You will cast into the depths of the sea all our sins. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and grace to Abraham, as you have sworn to our father from days of old. That is a truly compassionate, loving, and merciful God that we read about here. We hear how God, again, like many times in the New and the Old Testament, is compared to the shepherd, how he's willing to lead them and guide them. But being a shepherd also meant that you're willing to fight for your sheep. They were willing to lay down your life for them. God is our shepherd, he explains here. And then this reading harkens back to times of old. As it goes on, we get farther back and back in time. The prophet Micah calls back to the land of Egypt, that the Lord desires to show us his wonderful signs, that God desires to show us how he's moving powerfully in our lives to bring us freedom. God desires to show us those things. God desires our freedom. As he did back in the days of Egypt, he desires it now as well. Then there's a rather long and run-on question. But this question is really getting at one point, and it's answered in the next sentence. The prophet is asking, Lord, even though we've ran away from you, even though we've turned from your love and your kindness, will you be angry forever? Or will you have compassion towards us? And the response to that question, the prophet so confidently declares that God will cast into the depths of the sea all our sins. Brothers and sisters, if today you're struggling with this weight and burden of your own sin, of our own brokenness, of our own failures, the prophet Micah today has a message for us that God will cast into the depths of the sea all our sins. And he will show us the faithfulness he showed to Jacob and the grace to Abraham. God desires to see great things from us. God desires to see our freedom, to see us alive in him once more. And he wants us to know that his mercy and compassion are as endless as the sea. This has been a scripture reflection on the prophet of Micah. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you. God bless. Have a great day.
I didn't take my faith seriously, which probably means I never really got it to begin with. No, I didn't want to give up sin. I mean, the reason we sin is because sin is fun. But it's self-love sin. But it's amazing with God's grace how easy trying to not sin it really is.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.